Item number seven, Mr. Philip, Wilgard? Thank you, I'm sorry. Morning, Mr. Stagg.
Good morning, Board of Commissioners. Fairly straightforward, I hope. This is an application, as stated, Mr. Wilgard, to construct an 18-foot by 38.5-foot open-sided single-slip boathouse roof at his property, which is situated along the Pagan River in the town of Smithfield, at the address noted there. The roof portion of the project is protested by the adjoining property owner. The remainder of the pier request, this is a pier rebuild, you'll see some photographs in a moment, meets the statutory authorization for private piers and therefore has already been authorized. So the only portion here that we're looking at is the roof structure itself. As you note, the code does allow adjacent property owners to object to roof structures independent of the code authorization to the piers, and one of the property owners has exercised that right. So this is the Pagan River. This is going upstream towards Smithfield Station. This would be going downstream out towards the James River. This is the remnants of the applicant's pier, some damage in some previous storms. The basic alignment remains the same, and the distance is approximately the same as what you see here in the photograph. The adjoining property owner who is protesting it is lives in this residence. And this is not his pier, is my understanding. Mr. Daniels does not have a pier. So here's a representation of the property lines. Again, Mr. Daniels' property would be here to the west. Again, the applicant's property, the general footprint of the pier. The only difference between this and what you've seen in the photograph is that this is the remnant of the old L head. And the new pier is requesting a floating platform offshore of that area. Like I said, all the pier itself has been approved except for the boathouse roof. More detailed drawing, again, the pier emanating from the upland out. This is the boathouse roof area. Again, the L head and the floating dock, which have already received authorization letter. Again, a side view. And an end view of the actual pier with the elevations and the floating dock. We did receive a protest letter from Mr. Daniels after he was notified of the project, and he indicated that his contention that the pier at the applicant's property had been repeatedly damaged in the past, and that some of the material from that pier ended up deposited on his upland property, and that he said, you'll get a chance to speak. And he indicated that he'd had problems in the past getting the applicant to remove this material from his property. He also indicated that he believed that the boathouse roof would interfere with his view shed and enjoyment of his waterfront property. He specifically states that the boathouse will not enhance his view and may adversely affect his property rights, his property values, and could cause additional damage to his property should it not be maintained properly. Again, as I stated earlier, the pier portion does meet the code criteria for permit exemption, and a letter indicating that was issued back in March. No other agencies have commented on this project, or no other additional issues have been raised. Once this did require a permit, because of the objection, we did run a public notice, as is required by the code for any permit, and again, we did not receive any additional comments from any other parties. Therefore, I'll go straight to the summary and recommendation. While staff does understand the concerns of the adjacent property owner regarding possible storm damage to existing structures, and material being deposited upon private property from such storm-related events, the removal of such items is a civil matter, particularly if they're on private property. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the request, the protestant's concerns, and after considering all the factors contained in the Code of Virginia 28.2-1205A, we do recommend approval of the boathouse structure as requested.
Thank
be happy to answer any questions. The applicant and his agent in here, and obviously protestant must be here because he spoke. Be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Stagg. The applicant here are represented? Thank you. Please come forward. You hereby swear that the testimony you'll give here today on this matter will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please say your name for the record.
I'm Bob Lavengood. I'm the owner of L&L Marine, and we'll be doing the construction work at the project site. I guess really the only thing I really need to address would be the roof structure itself. I've been in business since 1993, and though there's no guarantees with anything, since 93, we've never had a roof failure from a storm ever. So, you know, the fact of the roof being a project as far as storm damage and debris is fairly unlikely. Any roof structure, if water would get up as high as the roof structure, obviously is not going to stay there. But, you know, we're building boat houses over the years. The roofs are a little higher than they used to be back in the 80s and early 90s. And, you know, just haven't seen those sort of issues. So we really haven't had a problem with any roof structures coming off piers. Again, I think that's all I really need to address. We've already been approved for the pier, but we're really just trying to get the roof structure approved.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you very much. Does anybody else wish to speak in favor of this project? Mr. Daniels, who wishes to speak against this, I presume? Please come forward. Please raise your right hand. I need to swear you in here. You hereby swear that the testimony you'll give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I do.
Please state your name for the record, and if you would, stand in front of the microphone. This needs to be caught on
Daniels,
tape. Thank you, sir.
I reside at 13 James Circle, your neighbor.
Thank you. Good to have you here, sir.
I don't have graphics. I'm sorry. All I have is photographs.
Okay, that's fine. Pass them forward here. I'll get them up and down to the commission. Thank you.
The initial photograph shows something I wanted to indicate, the fact that the pier in this man's put up and every structure he's put up there is destroying my property. There is a post there with a Martin house on it, which is about 7 to 10 yards from the shoreline. The second picture shows a current picture that post is now in the water. 22 years later, the redwood post is not going to rot. It's been dead the whole time. And there have been three piers constructed. Every one of those piers were destroyed by storms. Where does all the debris go? Not one ounce of debris in any place except my property. If you look straight from my property across to his pier and look directly into the northeast, the counterclockwise direction of every storm that comes down this coastline. And there have been three hurricanes that have destroyed that. One of the pictures in there, it shows his pier just about to go underwater. It's from Isabel. And you can notice all of the structure of the 100 foot or so, I don't know how many feet they are, of planking. Every piece of that planking winds up in my yard. He has made zero effort to correct any of that. And for 25 years, I've been carrying those planks up that hill and throwing them in his yard, and I'm tired of doing that. I think I should have some rights here, that he's not allowed to put up something that's continually going to destroy my property, because it's doing that. And he's got to rebuild the pier that's there now. And I have three of his piers. The original pier has been rebuilt twice. Both times, they are wound up in my yard. You can see by the pictures on the end there what those planks look like. There are 8-foot sections of the stuff that wound up in my yard, and grass will not grow underneath 8-foot sections of field. And I have lost probably about a quarter of an acre of land because of the pier structure. So I'm definitely against him putting up something else that's going to wind up in my yard. All those pictures show. Those are from two of those storms. At the beginning, I did not think someone would come along and rebuild after the storm, knowing the damage that it did to nature. I did not realize that people were in this place. have any questions about any of this?
Thank you, Mr. Daniel.
Yes, I have one question for Mr. Daniel.
Mr. Tanner.
You mentioned that it's destroying your, taking away a quarter of an acre. How does the pier do that? What, tell me how
it's
that occurs.
It's acknowledged, sir, that Long Prince is one of the best in North Carolina. You're not allowed to put up piers because it changes the flow of the water, which will affect the shoreline. It will cause erosion in one place just by changing about the structure the way it's set up now. The original picture on there showed what that shoreline was back was like for 25 years or more until he put the pier up. That pier is destroyed. You're not going to be taking away that much property. Now, admittedly, that's not property that I walk through every day. But when I first moved in there, I could walk all the way down to the shoreline without getting my feet wet. Now I can't because grass will not grow. It will not hold the water. And at low tide, you can look out there and you can see that it goes out another 10 or 20 yards from that. So all my land is being washed away. And I don't care what he puts up there, it's going to wind up in my yard. And I'm tired of it. Man's taking no responsibility whatsoever. And I admit, the storms do it. And if it's one storm, yes, I can understand how he would not be responsible for it. But we're continually rebuilding the thing, and it happened three times in a row. And one time I said something to him about getting it up there, and he basically laughed at me. That was it. So that's his responsibility. It's a joke.
Any other questions from the commission?
Yeah, I got one.
Yes,
so after all the storms, I mean, did he make any attempt to
absolutely
remove the dock from your property or?
Zero. There was one 20 by 20 platform that washed all the way up into my yard. It was white. He said, I didn't expect that to move, so I come over there and moved it. He moved it all the way down in the middle of the swamp and left it there.
So you,
my son-in-law had to go down and walk it all the way back up to a foot hill and put it in his own yard.
No further questions.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Daniels. Mr. Stagg, I do have a question.
Yes,
the pier as proposed meets the code requirements for no permit necessary. This is statutorily authorized. This is not a matter before the commission at this point. What is before the commission is the boathouse with the roof. So do you anticipate, since we're focused just on the roof, any potential impacts to the neighbors from having a roof on top of this boathouse?
I don't. I don't want to put a plug in for L&L Marine, but I believe Bob is correct that, you know, his structures have withstood storms better than most in this area. And independent of him, I've seen almost no failures of roof structures on any contractor's piers in this environment in the Pagan River. So.
Okay. Mr. Daniels, just to make sure that this is clear for your mind here, the pier itself is not before the commission. This is something that the law allows.
But
if you would wish to continue to speak. Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. Well, the matter is before the commission, unless there is anybody else that wishes to speak. And seeing none, Mr. Tankard?
I haven't seen one like this before.
Right.
And that the evidence that the photographs demonstrate is a lot of lumber that must have come from a pier. And it was probably the applicant's pier over time. And his testimony today has shown that he's reluctant to clean up his own mess. I'm reluctant to do anything for this gentleman, to be honest with you. But I'd like to hear someone else's thought on it. Like I said, I've never really seen anything quite like this before.
Anyone else?
I guess my only comment would be basically what the commissioner clarified is that we're really, the pier is being built.
Correct.
All right, so we're just talking about a roof. It sounds like this should be a civil matter for the courts. It sounds like you might have a case there, but that's not what we're
Right.
We have anything to do with that.
You're putting up another structure.
Mr. Daniels, please. I'm sorry. The matter's before the commission.
Yeah, the beer's going up.
Right.
Mr. Erskine.
I think Mr. Shanker and Mr. Neal are dead on. You know, I mean, we're looking at something that's unique here, and it's clear that this is an exposed area maybe that has had some damage in the past, and I can appreciate the protestant's concern. A roof structure, an open pile boathouse is a little bit different than the pier itself being damaged during a storm or the potential for that. And even though we may have certain concerns about a pier going in, it does seem that that's statutorily allowed. And the boathouse structure is something that we're discussing here. I have a hard time thinking that we would disallow something like that that has an unlikely, in the unlikely event that it would, you know, be destroyed by a storm. With that, I'll make a motion to approve the project as proposed.
There's a motion to approve the project as proposed. Is there a second?
Second.
A second by Dr. Neal. I just want to make a comment here. Mr. Daniels, Mr. Daniels, I'm sorry. The matter is before the commission.
I'd like to have all these names start and extract
the ones that you want to. Thank you, sir. Well, the matter is before the commission. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes unanimously.
I'll send them a copy of how to win friends and influence people.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ben.